Hey, Kara. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you seen Stranger Things? Are you a fan?
I've only seen the first season.
Oh, see, you know what? That was me for a long time until my family went out of town recently, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to binge. And I'm up to season four, but I haven't completed it. But I've heard that once I do, that song will mean so much more. So
it will.
So
I'll have to test that.
I was going to say, Kara, I don't know if that's a if that's an endorsement for you to actually go out and watch the show, but yeah,
you've got some homework. You got some time to put in.
Got some time to put in. Yeah. All right. So, hey, we're going to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let me give you Kara's stats. She lives in Lebanon Junction. She's blonde, drives a Santa Fe. She's taken.
Nice.
So don't try any funny business on Kara. That's right. She's practically bilingual because she just completed a course in Spanish.
Oh.
And like myself, she's practically a surgeon, but not because she took a half a semester of pre-med like I did, but because why, Kara?
Because I've seen every single episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's the same as a medical degree, I think, right?
Well, it's the same, but much cheaper.
Absolutely.
It is. It is indeed. All right. Well, Kara, we're going to have a little fun here with Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And I'm sure, I don't know if you've had experience with both, but our listeners have. And you just have to determine whether what happened to them in the past was the result of them being a little kid or drunk.
Considering I have two kids, I feel like I can attest that it's hard to determine this.
It is. They share similar qualities and stuff like that, life experiences.
Absolutely.
All right. Kara, are you ready for the first one?
I am.
All right. So, Kara, this is, he actually gave us his name when he sent this in. His name is Vince. So this is Vince.
One time, I actually called my dad in because he matched the description of being a terrorist that they were looking for.
Right. So Vince turned his dad in.
Oh, wow.
Was he a little kid or a drunk adult?
I feel like I'm going to go with drunk adult because I'm not sure if a little kid knows what a terrorist is.
Okay.
That is a really good line of thinking. I'll agree.
Okay, so both of you are saying drunk adult?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I was actually drunk.
There you go.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
That's my dad.
And that was all Vince gave us. He didn't give us any more. So.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he didn't explain.
Do we have his number still? We need to call him back.
I need to hear the rest of the
story,
Vince.
I need to hear the story.
I'm disappointed. First one you give me, I don't even get a story to?
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to go ahead and assume that Vince's dad is not a terrorist.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
All right, well, Kara, you're one for one, okay?
All right.
All right, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
So here's my story. I was kicked by a pony.
Okay.
Ooh, kicked by a pony.
Yep.
That had to hurt.
I feel like a little kid.
Yeah, like pony rides at a birthday party or something is immediately what popped into my head. I'll say little kid, too.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay, so you both conferred.
Yep.
All right, you're both saying little kid.
We had a discussion. We agree.
All right.
I was a little kid.
Yes.
Man, you guys are on
fire.
On fire.
Our spidey sensors are working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at a birthday party, and some other kid tried to feed the pony, just didn't ride, saw the kid some ice cream. And I just happened to be standing behind it at the time. And apparently the pony loved the cookies and cream so much that it just pulled off and kicked me right in the chest. Oh. And I was, you know, just crying. All the other kids were laughing at me. So that's my story. Little kid.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds like he's all right now, though.
Yeah, that could have been way worse, though.
Could have been.
Kicked by a pony.
I will say that, and Kara, I don't know if you have any experience with being kicked by a farm animal or not.
But I could consider my kids farm animals, and I've been kicked by them.
But my daughter, Sophia, got stepped on by a horse one time, and it was like the horse immediately knew when it stepped down on my daughter that it was not, it, that it, it,
That was not the ground.
That was not the ground, right, yeah. Exactly. And got off, like, immediately. Otherwise, yeah, again, it could have been much worse. But it's like animals know, you know? Animals know.
Wow.
All right. Hey, Kara, you are 100% perfect so far.
Awesome.
Don't think that.
All right, last one. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
I crapped in a hat while driving on a road trip.
OMG.
But who hasn't, really?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have not.
All right, I'll check that off. Kelly hasn't. All right, Kelly, Kara, little kid or drunk adult?
I'm going to say drunk adult because I feel like a little kid should either have a diaper or they should be buckled into a car seat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, not able to actually.
And I also feel like a little kid has better standards.
Okay.
I agree.
All right, we're going to find out. Let's find out.
I was a drunk adult.
Look at that. 100%.
Oh, good. Whose hat?
Good
whose
job.
Hat was it?
All right, let's find out.
My friends and I were heading to the Keys. I ate some sausage for breakfast.
Okay, all right, she needs to stop. I ate some sausage for breakfast.
And it didn't really agree with me. And I also had a few white Russians, which was really not a good choice. And then once we hit the 7 Mile Bridge, I got a case of bubble guts. And long story short, I could not hold it. And I ended up crapping in my hat because our driver would not pull over.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so it's her hat. So nobody else's hat had to be sacrificed. So that's probably appropriate. Okay.
I wonder what kind of hat it was.
I know, that's kind of what I thought, too. I was like, maybe it's like a sun hat or something with a big brim.
I was thinking, like, well, it could be that or a baseball hat.
Oh, yeah, but baseball hat, like, it has, like, a netting.
Yeah, and, it would, and it's also got a little
Oh, we got to stop this conversation.
Okay.
We are thinking way too many logistics about this. But nonetheless, Kara, you're a winner. Congratulations.
I love that for me.
I love that for you, too. I love that for you, too.
Oh, perfect score. That's amazing.
All right. Well, Kara, congratulations. Just hang on just another quick sec, and we'll get some more information from you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good weekend. Hang on. Oh, man. All right.
She's perfect. I love that for me.
I love that for me. All right. There you go. Little kid, drunk adult, 99.7 DJX.